Ruth, to you first. What do you make of this scenario?
Well, I think that I admire what she's doing. I admire her courage in standing up for, I won't say her ideology, because it's not her ideology. She is a judge. Her job is to uphold the Constitution. And since this law that discriminates against certain people because of whatever, gender preference, she's decided this is unconstitutional. Well, not only has she didn't decide, let's just say that this has been decided in courts that laws that discriminate against certain members of the population and not allowing them to be married are discriminatory and unconstitutional.
Katrina, let me get Katrina Pearson in on this. What do you think?
Well, I honestly think it's absurd. I think she's well within her right to not perform marriages, mm-hmm. but I think her reasoning behind it is, in fact, discriminatory against those who do have the legal right to get married, in which, on her website, she said that her mission is to serve the citizens of Dallas. She doesn't get to pick and choose which citizens of Dallas that she's going to serve. So if her being an active lesbian on the bench is going to make her decisions, that's something we need to be looking at a little bit more closely.
Yeah, I mean, if the current law is what it is, Ruth, I guess some people would say that her actions would be discriminatory in the same way that you feel the law is discriminatory. I mean, it's one thing for a citizen to be out there with a sort of a civil unrest kind of thing, but can a judge really do that?
Well, her actions, she's not preventing people from getting married. She does not have to marry people. There are other judges. If a law, it's the law that prevents people from getting married. She is a judge. If she were doing something that would make it impossible for these people, for straight people to get married, which she is not, then
can we just talk about the law for a minute, just for a minute, because what I get real tired of hearing.
I didn't interrupt you when you were talking, okay?
So yeah, go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was saying that if this judge were doing something actively to prevent straight people from getting married, mm-hmm. then yes, you could say that there's something wrong about it. But she does not have the obligation to marry anybody.
Right.
Other judges can.
Well, but and I think, that's a pretty decent point, Katrina, the fact that she's not actually keeping anybody from getting married. You know, they can go to somebody else.
Well, they can. It's just tax dollars are being used for these people to wait in line to get married, which is one of the things that she's supposed to be doing for these people, and she passes them on to another court where they have to go through this process all over again. And
no,
as I said, it's not the point that she's not marrying them, it's her reasons behind it. But Scott, I do want to talk about the law because people say, oh, it's unconstitutional, it's unconstitutional. Forgetting the fact that our Constitution simply says that we are endowed by our Creator and nature's God. This is not natural. Marriage is defined. It is not something that is a right to everyone, and that is the law. It is actually the supreme law of the land. Gay people do not have to sit on the back of the bus. There are civil unions. They do have the same benefits. This is a fight over terminology that is bound by a union of God.
Okay. I think that, in this country, we're not, the church is not supposed to be involved in the laws, et cetera, but I won't go into that because that's another big discussion. And it is not the law of the land. There are states in which marriage between same-gender couples is legal. So that is not across the border, and you are not speaking for every single American in the country when you say that is the law of the land. There have been very recent surveys taken across the country that show that a huge percentage of Americans do not have a problem with same gender couples marrying.
Right,
and those people are citizens and need to be heard also.
Ladies, it's a very interesting discussion. I hope you both come back on the program sometime. This whole thing, really, as I said at the outset here, got a lot of people really talking. That's Ruth Love, who is with Attica Circle, and also Katrina Pearson with the Texas Tea Party.